It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you're listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Welcome, everybody. Happy Tuesday to all of you. Sounds a little weird saying Happy Tuesday. It's usually Happy Monday, but here I am in a brand new spot on 12 Radio, and it's been a minute since I've been on air. It's probably been since mid-July that I have been live on air. I took a little breather for the summer. A lot of things going on in my life, a lot of changes occurring in my life, and I just needed to take a step back, but I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be back. I had forgotten how much fun it is to do radio and to be part of creating something, and I'm just excited to be here. I hope that all of you are faring well. I know we're in the middle of an eclipse season right now, so we're smack in the middle of it, and it's a little difficult. I know that the energy is a little strange. Me and Jay were just talking about that. It feels to me like where everything that we have to do, it's like a retrograde, right? You know, there are a lot of planets that, there's a couple of planets that are retrograding right now, but everything that we have to do over. I know I have to do it not once, but twice, but maybe three times. It just feels difficult to get anything done. There's a lot of obstacles that are definitely in the way right now, but, you know, I decided to just go with the flow. You know, if things are difficult, I'm just in that mode of, all right, things are difficult today, and I'm just going to be accepting of that. And sometimes I get a little frustrated, but I have to remind myself that, you know, we're in some wonky energy astrologically, and there's nothing we can do to fight it. Is it doesn't pay. It doesn't, you know, you just get more frustrated. So a lot of meditation, a lot of walking lately, a lot of grounding to handle the current energy is definitely necessary for all of us. So, you know, I was, you know, thinking about this show for, you know, a couple of weeks now, you know, preparing, getting new banners made. I had a video made. I'm sure all of you saw it on Facebook. And during that time, I was contemplating, what will I come back with when I, you know, reappear in September? And, you know, there were just so many things that I could have talked about today, or I wanted to talk about today, and I just couldn't put my finger on one. But then it started to come to me the other day, and I realized that it was important to talk about the energy that we put out there. You know, you don't change your circumstances by trying harder. You change your circumstances through a vibrational shift. When you believe something is hard, the universe demonstrates a difficulty. When you believe something is easy, the universe demonstrates the ease of it. And I thought that that was something really important to talk about, because I think that we fall asleep, all of us. I've been a spiritual teacher for many years. I lost count. It's been over 15 years. And I still have to remind myself on a daily basis that I have a lot of charge over my life, and that I have a lot of say in what experience I'm going to have. We forget that. We fall asleep at the wheel. We fall back into our humanness. And when we're in difficult situations, sometimes it's hard to see outside of that, because we get so trapped in that energy. And it's as simple as changing our perspective, but it's difficult when we're in it, because our brains want to move us to that place where we have to physically do something. And it's really not about, it is about physically doing something, because we're living in a dual universe. There's the physical part, but there's also the vibrational part, where our vibration is. But it's more important to change our perspective and our vibration before we start moving. Because otherwise we feel like if our vibration is not in a space that is free, it's not in a higher vibratory rate, if we try to move things physically in the world by, you know, getting on the phone, making the phone calls, talking to the people, sending the difficult emails, you know, calling the bill collectors, calling, you know, whatever it is that you have to do, you know, having those hard conversations with our friends or our family or our loved ones or our significant others, if we try to move energy, if we try to move it in the physical world first, and our energy is not quite where it should be, it just brings on more difficult situations to deal with. So that's what this show is about, really. It's about reminding all of us that we really need to understand that we're more vibrational than we are physical. Even though we're, I know that sounds funny to say because we're in physical bodies and we're having this human experience within, you know, this physical realm. But first and foremost, we are vibrational beings. And it's so important for us to remember that we are both first and foremost, but also to remember that we get to shift what's in the physical world a lot faster and easier if we switch it in the vibrational world first. And that's the part that all of us kind of get stuck on, because when we have a situation that's really difficult, it's not easy for us as humans having this human experience to look at the physical world and the circumstances and think greater than that. That's the difficult part for all of us, because it's like, well, you know, Christina, listen, you know, this is what's happening. How am I supposed to think great? How am I supposed to grab for a better vibration when I'm in a shit show right now? But it's actually what has to happen in order for things to move along faster, right? So even though it's difficult to think greater than your environment, it's really the only way to start to shift things in a real way. We can continue to try to move things in the real world, in the physical world, without switching our vibration, but that is going to take us for a very difficult climb up the mountain. We're going to get bruised. We're going to fall down. We're going to run into all kinds of issues. And, that, you know, listen, I'm not saying that that is the wrong way, but it's just the more difficult way. Right. And I have definitely tried to take that route many times. Still currently did that, you know, not too long ago. And all of a sudden it dawns on me, wait a minute, I haven't changed my vibration. I haven't checked in with where I am on an energetic level to be able to move things in a more swifter or easier manner, you know. And you know what I'm going to say, because I say this all the time, is that we have to move into a space where we are looking at things and not getting attached to them in a way where telling the story constantly and where taking it personally. And we have to get sterile. We have to start looking at things through the view of our soul contract, through the view of, okay, this is just yet another lesson that the universe is bringing to us via our, in my physical world, you know, and why, you know, why would that happen, you know, and the reason why it happens, you know, the short answer is because, you know, it's something that is needing to mend in your life, and everything that needs to mend in our inner worlds is going to show up in the physical world. So there's no sense in pouting about it, getting angry about it. But, you know, we're all going to do that. You know, I do it too. But once we get past that moment, we have to realize that it's just time to realign. It's time to realign our energy so that we can now move things in the physical world. It's not the opposite way. All right. A lot of us want to think that if I work harder, if I do this, if I, you know, if I put this, that, you know, it's not the physical realm that needs adjusting. That comes second. It's your vibrational world that needs the most adjusting at the moment. Let me just jump into the chat room and see if I can see all of you. Let's see. Hang on, guys. Okay. Hang on. I don't see my banner. I see, hang on. Let's see. Jay, can you tag me in my banner? Because I don't see, I see the welcome banner, but I don't see, or is that the one we're using? Hang on. Hang on. I don't know. Facebook always, I always have... This is funny. Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't see you guys yet. Maybe I'll look on my phone. I'll be able to see it on my phone. Sometimes that works better. So today I'm going to be taking your questions in the chat room. So feel free in the first hour, I mean, in the first half hour, to post your questions. I'll be throwing cards for you guys and answering your questions in the chat room probably in the second half. And yeah, I would be happy to do that for you. Oh, here we go. I see it. Okay. Hey, Renee, how are you? Wonderful to see you. Hi, Geraldine. It's so nice to see you. Hello, cousin John. How are you? Wonderful to see you. Okay. Hey, Nancy, how are you? So nice to see you. Yeah, it feels weird to be back, but it feels great. It's like I love to have time off and not have to worry about radio, but when I'm off, I always think like, oh God, I don't feel whole when I'm not doing radio, I'm always kind of thinking about it, glad to be back for sure. There's been so much craziness going on in my life. You all know I have my house up for sale. I sold my house and I'm going to closing probably in about a month, like less than 30 days, I'll be going to closing. And it's bittersweet. I've been in this house for probably, gosh, I don't even know, 20 years, 21 years. And it's just an odd thing to leave your place that has been, home for such a long time. And it's like I think this is the longest that I've ever resided somewhere. Besides like my childhood house, right? Prior to living here, I definitely used to call myself a gypsy. I moved every couple of years. I was always moving to different places and different parts of the island, and I couldn't keep still, But yeah, 20 plus years I've been in this house, and it's a weird thing, right? Because I sold to an investor, and because it's a an investor who took who bought the house, they don't require you to take anything out of the house. Like I could just literally pack my clothes and leave, which is very strange, right? To leave all your stuff behind. But I want to start new wherever I'm going, and there are some things that I want to take with me, but not much. And it's just a weird feeling because I keep saying to myself, like I'm going back and forth with it. Like, no, I'm just gonna get rid of everything. I'm gonna throw it out myself. I'm not gonna leave it because it would just feel weird to walk away and leave my stuff. But then I'm thinking, no, why are you gonna put yourself through all that work when you don't have to, right? Yeah, it's just a very strange thing. But yeah, so that's where I'm at. I'm about to jump off the cliff, and I don't even know where I'm going yet. I've been looking around and checking out different places and, kind of feeling into the vibe of different places. And I don't know, I might even just go into an Airbnb for a couple of months to figure things out. I have to, I'm like, I'm for myself, it's like I really have to feel something before I commit to it. So I haven't quite yet saw any place that I have like connected vibrationally with yet. But I'm sure I will. I'm sure I will. There's one place that I'm actually going to see tomorrow that I'm pretty excited about. I'm excited about going into an apartment and not having to deal with living in a house where things break and you have to mow the lawn and, do all these things, So I'm excited about moving into an apartment where it would be somebody else's responsibility to do all those things, and I could kind of just sit back and live for a little while, right? So that's an exciting part about not owning a house. I don't want to do that right now. I want to be free, says the double Sagittarius. So yeah, I'm excited about that. But yeah, so let's get back to what we were talking about. We're talking about how things really can't move in the physical world until we move them within ourselves vibrationally. So let's kind of dip into that a little bit and let me explain that a little deeper with some examples so that we can really bring this home. So when we are in a problem that we feel is impossible, when we have like the shock of our lives or we have like, something that especially jumps up on us by surprise. And we just don't know. I mean, I get phone calls from people all the time that, they have these unbelievable things that happen to them. You know, there's car accidents, there's people falling ill in the family, people themselves are falling ill, there's health issues to deal with, there's, you know, unexpected divorces and, you know, friendships that are blowing up. And, you know, like I said, we're in the middle of eclipse season, right? There are things that are coming to an end, whether we'd like them to come to an end or not. And you know, I'm choosing this first to talk about as an example, because a lot of you are suffering and a lot of you are in spaces where you're having to take a leap of faith that you weren't anticipating that you would have to take. And maybe you are, maybe you knew that you were going to have to do this sooner or later, but you're still, you know, walking into the unknown is, you know, a difficult thing at the moment. But, you know, I think for all of us and for myself, I'm about to walk away from a home that was, you know, the only home I've known for the past 20 years. And I got to leave my little beach. But, you know, it's still difficult no matter what. No matter how much you know that it's the right thing, it's difficult to walk into the unknown. You know, when we stay, the reason why people stay in situations that are blowing up and they know that they should walk away from them is because the known is such a comfortable place for all of us to be. It just is, myself included. And the only way that there is change that's going to occur in our lives is when we decide to just jump and to leap. So, you know, I'm a double fire sign. I have a fire moon and a fire rising, Sagittarius, right? So, you know, jumping into the unknown, I could be pretty brave to do that. But I'm also an Aquarian sun who can be very stuck in their ways and stubborn to make movement, right? So it's like those two forces that are fighting against each other, right? So no matter what, if you're human and you're in, you know, blood and bone bodies, we're all going to have a difficult time with change and walking into the unknown. But how we start to do that is we change it on an energetic level. So let's say your life is blowing up right now. Life is a shit show, but you know that change is coming and you don't have a choice, and you know, it's in your face, and you feel overwhelmed and you don't know what to do. You know, energetically is the way to start to shift everything. And that's called being greater than your environment. So your environment is blowing up, it's on fire, but what goes on inside of you is what really counts. So we start talking to ourselves in a way that says, you know what? I know my life is a shit show right now. I know I have to make major changes that include, you know, doing A, B, and C, making all these phone calls, these emails, you know, packing up, you know, moving on, leaving this relationship, having that difficult conversation with my best friend, whatever it is that you're going through. You know, maybe you got fired from a job, who knows? But I know that my life looks like it's on fire right now, but I know this is how we start. I know it's going to be okay. That's how simple it is. That's how you start to move yourself and your energy. Because once we start to move our energy into a place that says, I'm okay, I'm safe. I'm safe all as well. Louise Hay, right? I am safe all as well. That's how we start to move the energy. And your body might tell you that you're full of shit and that, you know, it's not something that's true. And that's okay. You know, your body might react to it in a way that throws you into an even bigger frenzy in the beginning, right? But you have to just keep, if you have to say 10,000 times a day, I am safe all as well. I am safe all as well. You will start to open, it's like a ripple effect that will start to open up a way where the universe has to show you that you are safe and all as well. If you try to shift things in the physical realm and you push really hard, you know when that happens, it turns into a bigger shit show, right? You're just like, no matter what I do, it just is hard. Like nothing is working, you know? And if that's currently going on in your life where, you know, that happened to me today. I had this weird thing going on. I switched internet providers and I'm trying to pay my bill. Something as simple as just trying to pay my bill. And that, I can't get on the app. It's not recognizing my phone number. It's not recognizing my account. It's telling me I don't have an account. I'm like, what? I called, they told me I don't have an account with them. I'm like, well, I have your free internet in my house right now. So, it winds up that it's something really silly that they gave me. It's Verizon. They gave me a home phone number, and that's where the account is recognized from. But I'm not even using that number, but that's just the way that they do it. So it's, I'm figuring it out. But what I had to do was hang up the phone. I was getting really frustrated, and I had to hang up the phone and say, wait, I've got to shift my energy. Because my energy is so bad right now that I it's like walking through jello. I can't get anywhere with these people on the phone. I'm getting frustrated and it's just getting worse and worse. So I hung up the phone. So whatever you're going through that might be frustrating you when you're trying to push things in the physical world, if it's turning into a shit show, you have to take an energetic look at yourself. You have to stop and pause. And you have to move into a space where you start to recognize, where is my energy right now? My energy is full of frustration right now. I have to pause. I have to say some affirmations to pull myself into a lighter energy. I have to go for a walk. I gotta take the dog for a walk. I gotta get my energy out of the place that it's in right now. I don't know. Maybe you're gonna take a nap. Maybe you're going to meditate. Maybe you're gonna do some yoga. I don't know what it is that you're gonna do that is gonna switch your energy. But once you start to switch your energy, like I said, the universe has no choice but to open up a portal for solutions. So when I hung up the phone, I said, I did a little meditation. I said to myself, I know that this is going to work out. I just it, it's everything is going to work out. It's going to get figured out. And it did. I figured out that I have to give that phone number that they gave me. And that's how I recognize my account. Yeah. But you can't figure out that kind of stuff. It's a very small example, but it works. It makes you understand. It's like during that frustration. And I know because I'm an Aquarian, I push hard in the physical world, especially with crap like that. Like, no, like I do have an account. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm just like pushing, pushing, pushing. And then all of a sudden it occurred to me, like, stop pushing, Christina. You're trying to push reality in the physical world with a really bad vibration behind it. And it really makes you aware of how important it is where you're at vibrationally on a daily basis to move through life, and we have to wake up every day and we have to remind ourselves that we first and foremost are vibrational human beings. We are vibrational before being in this physical world. Yes, we're human beings having, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, but we are foremost vibrational human beings. That's who we truly are. And you can't take one without the other. You just can't. Life doesn't work that way here on planet Earth. It just doesn't. And the sooner we all realize that, the better off we're going to be. I'm going to give you some more tips and tricks on how to change your vibration when we come back from this music break. You've been listening live to Christina LaFrance Show. I'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we're definitely changing the way you listen to the world. Okay, so I looked in the chat room and I found a few questions, and Judith was asking if it's possible to do both at once. Yeah, it definitely is possible, but you always have to check in. We're definitely wanting to move things physically. We have to, right? Like, I mean, I can't just have great thoughts about that my move is going to go smoothly, right? I've got to pack. I've got to take what I need out of the house, but I want to check in with my vibration first. Right? If I find myself getting frustrated during the process of it, I'm going to stop. I'm going to breathe. I'm going to remind myself that I'm safe, that all is well. And I'm going to get my vibration back on track. If that's not going to work, if the words alone are not going to move my vibration, I'm going to excuse myself. I'm going to put my feet on the earth. I'm going to go sit in the backyard. I'm going to be barefoot. I'm going to be taking in all that beautiful earth energy. Don't underestimate grounding, guys. It is one of the most powerful tools that you can use to bring yourself back into alignment, okay? Every day we should be doing this. Every day. I go to the beach. Sometimes I put my feet in the sand for an hour at a time, sometimes 2 hours. I don't want to leave because the energy that comes up through your body just brings everything into balance. It not only brings your vibration into balance, but it brings your health into balance, your heartbeat, your blood pressure, your sugar, everything. So don't underestimate the power of that. It's amazing. So yes, we can do both at once, but we really need to check in with ourselves. If we're getting frustrated, go to your go-to things, you know, whatever you can do. If you're at work and you're frustrated and you need to be brought back into alignment, excuse yourself, go to the bathroom, throw some cold water on your face, take some nice deep cleansing breaths, whatever you have to do to bring yourself back into alignment. And if you have to bring yourself back into alignment many times over the course of a day, there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that, because repetition is how we learn. Since you're a child, when you were in kindergarten, right? Repetition is how we learn. Okay, so let's see. All right, so yeah, I am safe. I love that, Judith. I love that. Let's see if I missed anything. Hang on. Okay. All right. So getting back to it. All right. So Jay, I'm going to give you a little 1 minute warning that I'm going to take. I'm going to take the group, everybody out in the listening audience I'm going to take you guys through a little bit of a meditation / alignment exercise. I think this is a good thing to do. We might start doing this, for every show. Maybe at the top of the hour to bring everybody into alignment. It's important to be in alignment when you're learning, right? And you're in this realm of listening to somebody speak and somebody teaching you something. It's important to have yourself in the right headspace and to be aligned. So Jay's going to get some nice peaceful music going. And what we're going to do during this alignment / meditation exercise is I want everybody to sit comfortably. If you're driving, obviously, just listen and take in the information. Don't close your eyes while you're driving. But if you're at home, I want you to sit comfortably and I want you to close your eyes and I want you to put your hand over your heart. And that's how we're going to start the exercise, by having our hands over both hands over your heart and just breathing and taking these nice, deep cleansing breaths as we start to go into the exercise. So Jay is going to cue up the music, and when the music's playing, Jay, could you let me know? And we're going to music is playing. Wonderful, because I can't hear it, guys. You can only hear it. So eyes closed and hand over heart. I want to bring energy into your heart space, into your heart chakra right now, because this is a very cleansing, beautiful energy to be in. And how we start to move into a space where we're bringing energy into our heart is I'd like everybody to have a thought of something that you really love, someone that you really love, something that you really love, whatever is going to bring you into a space of love. I want you to think about that person you love. Think about that thing that you love. And I want you to take some nice, deep, cleansing breaths while you're thinking of that energy of love. Nice, deep, cleansing breaths. Filling your heart with the energy of love. Sometimes when we bring ourselves into the energy of love and we think about the things that we love, sometimes tears come into our eyes, and that's okay. That's beautiful, because love is a beautiful energy. It's a great energy to balance your energy, to bring you into a higher vibration. Nice, deep, cleansing breaths. Even if you're thinking about the beauty of something, just being grateful for the beauty that's in your life, the people that are in your life, the love that people bring to the table for you, the love that you have for other people. Nice, deep, cleansing breaths. Hand over heart. Feeling your heartbeat. Taking in that beautiful energy of love. Nice deep breaths. Feel the energy. Let it fill your heart. Let the energy of love start to go through your body. Feel it all over your body. Embrace the energy. All is well. I am safe. All right, everybody. Open your eyes. Look around the room. Okay. I think it's important for all of us, even if you just do it for that short amount of time before you start your day. There's some really good meditations by Dr. Joe Dispenza that you can go on his website. He has amazing meditations if you're new to meditation or you're sick of the meditations that you've been doing, but they're guided. I know that I have to do guided meditations because it brings me into the realm. It changes my energy a lot faster when I have direction, you know. Otherwise, you know, I'm falling asleep or I'm off thinking about things I shouldn't be thinking about. But I think it's really important to bring your and a heart meditation and bringing energy into your heart is so important, because the energy of love is, I mean, there's nothing better than the energy of love. And it really can, with practice, bring you into an alignment a lot faster. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. And even if you did this little mini alignment exercise with me and slash meditation with me, and you didn't feel anything and you didn't feel energy in your heart and it was difficult for you, that's okay, because that's just letting you know that you really need to work on that. You really need to bring yourself into that realm of love more often, right? And listen, love is the highest vibration that we can be in. So why not start with that, right? Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I know that when I'm having a hard time and when things are going a little crazy in my life and I can't keep up with it and my energy is just all over the board, I know that going into heart meditations are very impactful for my day. You know, I had to do that today. I had to ground myself. There's so much going on. And, you know, everybody, of course, wanted to talk today. And, you know, family members and friends and, you know, everybody's, you know, going through their own personal thing right now. And, you know, I had to move into a space where I just let everybody know that I, you know, was not available to talk that much today because, you know, I really needed to move into an energy space that was a lot calmer, you know. So I shut my phones off and I went in my room and, you know, I put on these beautiful singing bowls and, you know, I was going about my business and, you know, calming my energy field by listening to the singing bowls. That's amazing. That's another really good tip. You know, I don't know if you guys have Alexa or I tell Alexa, play singing bowls. And it really does a lot for your vibration, that's for sure. And, once I started to move into that peaceful, beautiful space, I then moved on to a nice heart meditation. And, I felt really rested and refreshed. And, my perspective was changing on a lot, So it's very important. A lot of us don't know that psychic hygiene is one of the most important things that we can do. We wake up in the morning and, hopefully we brush our teeth, right? We wash our face, we shower, we take care of our physical human bodies. We feed our bodies, we drink coffee, we drink water. We're taking care of our physical bodies. It's second nature for us to do that. Our bodies tell us, I'm hungry, Our bodies tell us, you need to clean yourself. Like it's an innate thing that we all do. Psychic hygiene should be just as important. It should be just as important. Whether you're waking up in the morning and you're doing it, or you're doing it before bed, I would recommend doing it both, both when you wake up and when you go to bed. And if you can sneak a little psychic hygiene in between the day, halfway through the day, because we all have these challenging schedules, right? We all have things that are going on in our lives. Life is moving. And right now, especially during eclipse season, we're moving in directions that we, never thought we would move in. Or maybe it's not happening on the physical realm just yet, but it's in the mental realm, and it's driving us a little crazy because we know that there are things that we need to change in our lives and we don't really know how we're going to do it. Like I know so many people right now that have these things that are hanging over them that they know they have to change. They just don't know how to change it. I don't tell me how to do it. This is what I'm hearing from everybody. Just tell me, Christina, how to do it. And it starts with really doing it in the energetic realm first, talking to ourselves a little nicer, having some compassion. We all have so much compassion for other people, right? We got to have that for ourselves, taking good care of ourselves, being okay with, I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know how to shift this, but I do know that it's definitely going to work out. I know that I can't live in this place anymore. I know that I can't be at this job anymore. I know that I can't be in this relationship anymore. Whatever it is that is coming to you via your classroom of life right now, right? You don't know how to shift it, but you can start shifting it energetically first, and that goes without saying, it is the most powerful thing that we can do for ourselves. Because otherwise in the physical world, we're pushing against so much. Right. And there's doors slamming in our faces, and there's fear that just takes us over. Right. But when we seek to change the energetic world first, the universe has no choice but to match that energy. Because, we have to remember we are energetic human beings. We are both. We are living both. We're not just here being human beings. We're here as these spiritual beings that are encased in these physical bodies, having a human experience, right? And we are here knowing that, hopefully. Some of us don't know that, but those who are asleep don't bother me, right? They shouldn't bother any of us, right? Whenever a lot of people, when they're trying to change things in the physical world, and I'm trying to help them to change it in the energetic world first, a lot of people put up resistance and point fingers to other people. But this person is doing this to me. This person is making my life so hard, right? We have to refrain from doing that. We have to, I know it looks that way in the 3D realm, but we have to refrain from pointing the finger, because how hard it is to change ourselves. You're never changing anybody else, right? I've been there. I've tried it a million times. the best way that you could react in a situation where you think that it's another person's fault is for you to really just say, I accept the situation for what it is. Acceptance moves mountains, It just does. If you stop trying to change people's behavior and you just accept it. I'm not saying stand there and be a punching bag, But, you know, because you could, we could always remove ourselves from certain situations, right? Certain ones, not so easily. But if we move mountains within ourselves, it has no choice but to reflect on the outside 3D world. So if you're trying to get out of a situation, let's just use a job as an example. It's a very good example. Let's just say that you're in a job that you have like an abusive boss. You know, the boss is, you know, verbally abusive, and very unfair, you know, doesn't, you know, treat you right or the workers right, or, you know, your coworkers, whatever. You know, it's just not a great situation. But here you are telling yourself, it's a terrible economy. I'm never going to get another job anywhere else. You know, I'm afraid to leave. The money is good. I have to pay my mortgage. You know, all these things that we tell ourselves, right? I'm not suggesting that you just jump out of your job and just, you know, flail around until you find something, right? Because that will put you into 10 times more fear. But what I am suggesting is to start to do the inner work. And the inner work would be like this, you know, I don't like my job, but I do know I'm here to learn something. I do know that the universe has me aligned to something I have to learn. Because you would not be at that job hadn't you been aligned to it. There's something within self that needs to be discovered. So maybe it's discovering that I need to stand up for myself, or maybe it's discovering that I'm, you know, I'm better than this, or I am capable of more, you know? And how we start to, when we start to recognize that we're placed brilliantly and strategically within that 3D reality is when things just start to shift right away. Oh, I know why I'm here. You know, this, my boss reminds me of my mother. I have not healed that yet. My boss reminds me of my father. My boss reminds me of my ex-husband, whatever it is, right? Because we keep seeing everything in the 3D world that needs to heal. That's how strategic the universe is, right? We need to be kind to ourselves, and we need to say, okay, all right, I get it. You know, I know that I am placed here for this reason. Right. So when you go into work the next day, it's like you start to look at things a little bit different. You know, it takes time to shift these things. It's not an overnight thing, right? It takes time. The next day, you kind of look at your boss differently. Like, huh, that's my noble adversary. Yeah. Have you ever heard that term before? Noble adversary. You know, that the universe placed this person right here. It's so perfect for me to fill in the blank, right? And when we start to look at our lives in terms of soul contract, if we go soul contract, if we look at our lives in a way that says, this is for my benefit, even though it's painful. This is what starts these little ripple effects within the universe. Oh, your spirit guides will start clapping. Oh, she's getting it. He's getting it. They're starting to understand. They're starting to get it. You know, that's called living your life in a symbolic way, right? That's looking at the 3D reality through symbolism. And when we start to look at the whole of life through symbolism, oh boy, look out. Doors start to open, right? And it's a process. It takes time, right? Because we fall asleep within these lessons that come to us in the 3D world. They get so real. The play, the movie is so real that we get so caught up in it. And we could get caught up in it for years. And then all of a sudden that light bulb just goes off. And you're like, holy shit. And that's when angels start showing off. That's when your guide starts saying, oh my God, she's paying attention, right? He's paying attention. And it has this ripple effect that starts to move things in a direction. And eventually, if you keep going, you know, and you say, wow, you know, I know that this is something, you know, that I had to learn, and you start to build your confidence and you start to understand symbology at its best, because that's how the universe speaks to all of us in symbols, right? The symbology. If you take the symbology out of what is going on in your life, if you look at life in a symbolic way, That's when doors fly open. That's where opportunities start. That's when you get the confidence, the balls to rise up and say, yeah, I'm going to put my resume out there. You know, there are jobs out there. There's millions of jobs out there. We're living in a world with billions of people. There has got to be one other job for me. If you think about that in a logical way, right? If you just kind of get logical about it and say, yeah, of course there's going to be another job out there. I don't have to put up with this bullshit, you know? And, you know, a lot of the times I know in my life when I've realized and I've walked away from certain situations that I was so stuck in and I'm out of it, I'm just like, oh my God. Like it just seems so strange. Like, I can't believe that I was actually under a spell of believing these such things. And you know, we're under various spells by what we've learned, right? You might have had a parent that told you, that job, you keep that job. That job pays you well. It pays your mortgage. It does this, it does that. You know, you stay there. You never leave there, right? You become so spellbound by certain things that I've said to you or that you've learned along the way or what society says to you that you don't realize, you know? You just don't realize it. You know, I'm around a lot of different people right now, including myself, that, you know, we're all taking these leaps of faith. And, you know, each individual has this different story about why, you know, they're afraid to do A, B, or C. And I look around and I just smile because I think to myself, wow, you know, we really do get in this place where we're completely under a spell. So check out your beliefs, you know, and check out how these beliefs might be holding you back from a life that you really do want, you know. And listen, it wouldn't be planted in your heart as a desire if it wasn't something that was attainable. So look around at the beliefs that could be possibly holding you back from being a creator in this world, a creator of something that would be more pleasing to you in your everyday. You know, what roadblocks do you have in front of you? What brick wall have you put in front of you that is an absolute for you? Like, no, you know, that's where it starts. You have to take a really honest look at yourself. And especially if you are holding someone hostage in that situation, it's their fault and this is why I can't move. Then you know that you have a lot of work to do there in talking yourself off the ledge, because we can change just about anything in our lives if we have the belief that we can. You know, we have to have that belief, and it has to start there. Just believing. It starts when you become aware. The awareness starts the ripple effect. And then the actual belief that, hey, wait a minute, I don't have to do this anymore. I can shift this. And I'm not saying that during the process of shifting it, it's going to be easy, because you're going to get a lot of shit for it. You know, especially like people who are, you know, leaving relationships or, you know, putting down boundaries with family members, especially your children, things like that. You're going to get a lot of shit for that, you know, but during the process of getting a lot of shit for it, just keep moving. Keep moving. I'm glad to be back on radio, guys. And I'm so grateful for all of you joining me in the chat room today and everybody who's listening out there in Radio Land. Thank you so much for being here. And this is my new home right after Katie Weaver. I am honored to be on after Katie Weaver. I will see you guys back here next week. And, you know, maybe we'll continue this conversation. I don't know. Maybe we won't. We'll see what the universe brings to me and what I'm going to bring to you. But I hope that you all have an amazing rest of the week. You have been listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world.